Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking. Still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Tell you what we were watching. One of the great plays of all time. And a play coupled with the season that he had that got Saquon on the cover of Madden, which is awesome. Congrats to Saquon. Congrats to the Eagles. It's a really cool thing. So we'll go through the Madden thing in a moment. You know, some of the years and some of the players that have been featured. But let's listen to Saquon, because he did talk last night on the NFL Network about the honor of being chosen. Here's Saquon last night.
Yeah, when you get that call, you kind of, you don't know what to expect, right? And they ask you, do you want to be part of Madden cover? And I don't know if anyone's ever turned that down. I definitely wasn't going to turn that down, the opportunity. But like you said, I know so many people and so many kids that, you know, dream and would love to be in the position I am right now. And I remember as a kid, you know, wanting to be part of Madden cover. And then so many great players that have been part of Madden cover. And now to be mentioned and have my name attached with those guys, you know, it just, words really can't describe it.
Well, look, it's super cool and he deserves all the acclaim. Now, with that said, there is a curse thing that is believed by some to be Madden associated, whether you buy it or not. Let's listen to Saquon last night talking about the Madden curse. You can believe in it or not. It's your choice. Here's Saquon.
The Madden curse. Are you a believer in curses? Does that factor into your headspace at all as you get that call and know that your face is going to be on that game?
Nah, I'm a believer in God. That's my mindset, to be completely honest. And I've had injuries before. I tore my knee. I stepped on a foot and rolled my ankle and was out for 4 to 6 weeks. And there was no curse then. And that's just how life works. You're going to have your ups and downs. But my mindset is coming in, work, do what I need to do, and the rest is in God's hands.
Okay. Saquon last night. So, John, is anyone here a believer in the curse?
No.
No.
Is anyone here a believer in curses?
Not really, no.
No.
Cubs, Red Sox.
I'll joke about it, but I don't really truly believe it.
Curse of the Bambino.
Curse of Billy Penn.
Are you a believer in curses?
I have some weird things.
That is not a surprise to any of us.
That wasn't a no.
That was awesome. Good response. Yeah.
That was not no.
I have to add, you know, like numbers have to add up to certain things in order for me to move forward with my process.
It's got some Joe DiCamera OCD in it.
Yeah, that's more OCD than a curse.
No, but it's rooted in a belief
like
in something.
It feels like a curse, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay.
It's a little bit of a curse.
All right, so let's look at some of the history here, and I'm going to go reverse order. So last year was Christian McCaffrey. He obviously was out right away. Like, just didn't play. Mm. Prior to year was Josh.
We so knew that was coming, though.
Well, I really called that one. I mean, James, I called that one during the 2023 season. I was like, yeah, he ain't going to play next year. Josh Allen, the prior year, he's had two great years in a row. Obviously, he hasn't won a bowl, had two great years in a row. Now, the prior year before that was John Madden. He died.
I think he died before.
No, I know. I'm joking, all right?
The curse didn't kill
him. He was on the cover because he passed away. Tom Brady and Mahomes the prior year. Okay. Lamar Jackson the prior year. Mahomes again. So other than the McCaffrey thing, it hasn't really held up for a while.
Not even close.
Yeah. It used to be a thing back in the day. All right, let me ask you guys a question. Let's see who can get it. Now, don't answer this if you heard, because obviously, you know, the Madden stuff was in the news yesterday, all the covers through the years, because Saquon. If you know the answer, don't say it. If you don't know the answer, you're eligible. Who do you think was on the first cover?
Oh, I have no idea. What year was it?
It is back in 1988.
Wow, I would have
guessed
90s.
So none of you know.
No.
Okay, 1988, you all get one guess.
Madden. And it's a player, it's not Madden.
First cover, who's on it?
It's not Madden, just to clarify.
I'm asking the question, who was on the first cover?
Guess, James.
Hmm? Madden.
Correct. Correct. All right, how about this?
You knew the third time he said it was
Madden. Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. You're killing me, Seltzer.
Who was the first player?
All right, I got it. First player is in 1994.
Whoa.
Is that a cowboy?
Montana.
Matter of fact, they have three. So this is weird. I don't know why it's in like two different lines.
Troy?
I guess 94, and it's a player.
Montana.
No.
Emmett?
Rice.
It's no.
Cowboy, though.
Thinking it's a cowboy, right?
No.
Really? Mm.
I will tell you this. I hung with this guy one night. He was a big fan of the Hammer. Big fan.
Not Fred Barnett.
No.
Andre Reed. You hung with Andre Reed
one
time.
No, I wasn't a big fan of him. That guy's a jerk. John Ritchie loved him growing up.
Walter Payton?
No.
Division?
John Ritchie admired this guy.
Washington?
No. You had the right team at the beginning. 49ers.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it?
Bar none?
No.
Oh, it was Garrison
Jerry
Hurst?
Rice?
No.
Guess Rice already.
You're at the right position. You got the wrong player.
John Taylor?
Before he came to the Eagles.
Oh, Ricky Waters?
Ricky Waters.
Oh, wow, really?
Ricky Waters. First player on a Madden cover. So it went Ricky Waters, then it went to Eric Williams, I guess when the Cowboys had the great line.
Waters. Ricky Waters.
Eric Williams was the second player on the cover of Madden. That's pretty
crazy.
If
you remember, Madden loved the lines.
I know. He was great. I'm just saying that's really weird.
Like, but he would be like an all Madden kind of player because it would be like tough guys that are great, but tough. Eric Williams was.
Yeah, my
Ricky Waters thing was we hung one night till about 5:30 in the morning in an AC casino. We had a good group, about 10 people. He forgot that his flight was coming up. And, like, out of nowhere around 5:30 in the morning, he left the table with, honest to God, within 6 seconds, he left the table. He had a flight in about an hour. I never found out if he made it or not. He forgot that his flight was coming up.
But you guys were such good friends. You didn't just hang and keep talking?
No, I was like, you know what?
Exchange numbers and, you know, hang out?
Ricky, it's okay. You're allowed to leave. We're good. All right, speaking of leaving, in 2017 Eagle left the NFL yesterday. Did everyone see this one?
Yes,
I did
know.
See this one, yes.
Right,
who?
Rhea, you did? Rhea.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
I didn't.
All right, John, an Eagle, you're the only one eligible for this one. A 2017 starter from the Eagles team retired yesterday.
Jeez.
Who retired yesterday?
Yeah, no clue whatsoever.
Didn't have the best Super Bowl. There's a hint for you.
I will say this. Could have been the all-time Philadelphia sports goat if they lost the game, if they lost a certain way. First off, he had a horrendous game.
Yeah. Horrible.
We're talking DB.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's 500 yards came at a few different players' expenses.
Yes. Yeah.
And Ronald Darby was one of them.
Okay.
And if in the end zone, because he's the one that batted the ball up in the air on the Hail Mary.
Are you serious?
Oh, he batted the ball up in the air.
Geez, I think I might have blocked if
the Patriots had caught that ball. Had a two-point conversion and won in overtime. Would have been the biggest goat of all time.
Malcolm said they did it. He did a sit-down with somebody maybe a month after the Super Bowl with Malcolm Jenkins. And he said They practiced that play.
Of course.
And then no one did what they were supposed to. Right. He's like, we all knew exactly what we were supposed to do. Yeah. And that's what Tom Brady would do to you.
I mean,
you
listen,
panic.
To Brady's credit, he got, Brady got the ball in the end zone. Like he did.
I watched my teams lose on that play 2 years in a row.
That's
two
brutal.
Years in a row. And we would also watch the practice every week where they would do the Hail Mary, and it was do not hit the ball up. It is hit the ball directly down. Every defender, if that ball comes, if it touches your hands, spike it into the ground. And somehow, Chunk Winners.
No.
It's like a volleyball
ever.
Set.
Yeah. No
volleyball
one has ever set. Just hit it in the ground. I don't think I've ever seen a player just bat it down. Not once.
Spike it
crazy.
Down. Make sure, like, that eliminates the threat. That, don't try to catch it. Just spike that thing into the turf.
Yeah. Real quick on Darby, I have one great Eagles moment with Ronald Darby. Can anyone remember?
Yeah, when he got clobbered on Patrick Robinson's interception return.
Well, no, I was thinking he actually made one play that I remember.
Yeah, let me think about that. Well, he also dropped.
Early before he got injured?
He also could have been a GOAT because he dropped the would-be interception that could have ended the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
You remember that.
The play before the fourth down.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
He dropped that one too.
Hey.
He was horrendous in that game.
Congratulations on your retirement, Ronald Darby.
He had a pick in the Raiders game with Foles, where Foles was awful, that they needed to get that game to get the one seed. I think it was second to last game of the year, and Darby had a huge pick in that game to help them win the game. It's the only positive Darby memory I have.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. I mean, Foles couldn't move the ball that game.
He was horrible.
He was horrendous.
Like, awful.
It was abysmal. All right, a lot going on here. You can weigh in on all of it. Reminder, Phil's and Blue Jays tonight. I wonder if others like me still have just... I mean, I'll just always hate the Blue Jays.
So this actually came up in life for me recently when we went to Clearwater.
Yep.
I know you don't usually go to the games when we go, but I think you actually went to the Saturday game against the Blue Jays,
right? I did.
So they're playing the Blue Jays.
See, I didn't know it was Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, weren't paying attention. Here's really the only reason I remember.
What?
My daughter, first game clear, all the whole thing. We're standing kind of by the bullpens out in center field. And
well, you got a lot in your mouth right
I'm
now.
I'm good now.
Do you need to clear that a little bit more? Because that sounded pretty
we're
grody.
Good now. We're good. Okay. So, of course, a Blue Jays player threw a ball to my daughter.
Yep.
So my daughter's like, oh, can they be my second favorite team?
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, absolutely not.
No.
I was like, I'm sorry. This is not okay. But she doesn't hate the Blue Jays, and I'm not okay.
Should have made her throw it back.
I know.
She wasn't alive in 93. So I went out there in 94.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
'94, I was in Toronto, and we sat kind of down the right field line. But at one point, I walked around because it is a cool state. It was the Sky Dome, the whole thing. When I got out to left field, I felt sick. I mean, I just felt like that's where the ball landed. Mm-hmm. Like, it made me feel sick.
I got to watch a game from the hotel there one time, which was a pretty cool experience.
Did you have a good sight line?
Yeah. So it was my buddy had a room in the hotel there, and we just hung out in his room and watched the game from his room. It was like one of the cool, we ordered room service. It was awesome.
Remember they would raise the mound and lower the mound yeah. with a button?
Yeah.
Because that's where...
no way.
Yeah, that's where the Rocket would play with the Argonauts. Mm-hmm. When the Rocket didn't come to the NFL because he went to the Toronto Argonauts, he was up there. And they lower the mound with a
retractable mound.
They lower it with a button.
Is this the only place this has ever been done?
It was certainly the first.
So I guess it didn't catch on.
I mean,
well, they don't do the multi-use stadiums much anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Is the point. They stopped doing it. Everyone gets their own stadiums now.
True.
That's true.
You know, I played in a probably the worst multi-use.
The worst one.
Oh,
I went
God.
To I went to Five an A's years. Game. I went to an A's game
see the
in
infield.
Like. 19. Yeah. I went to an A's game. You could see the yard line markers in an A's baseball game when I was there in like the 90s.
You could see the whole thing.
100 yard line, the whole thing. You could see all of them. It was nuts.
The whole field's dirt. The whole thing. Yeah. And hard dirt and stones. And it was like, can't we do something about this? I actually felt like the Raiders organization felt like it was advantageous for us because we were more accustomed to it to where they really didn't want to make it different.
Okay. Well,
you couldn't use do you think cleats work on that dirt?
I guess I'll find out when I'm running to first base against Fritz.
Wow.
One other question. Maybe
our cleats don't work on
okay. This might be ignorant, but I'm going to go here because now that we're in – you know, ground surface, field surface stuff. Let me just throw this out.
Stuff.
So it was announced yesterday that the Eagles are getting a new sod for the World Cup.
The FIFA.
Why
the
now?
FIFA sod.
Why now? World Cup's
they
next
need
year.
It special.
World Cup's next year.
It takes a while to get that.
Well, why are we having a football season rip up the turf that then gets used in 2026?
I don't know.
Good question.
James, it's a fair question, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't care about soccer.
But wouldn't you think you'd put it in next year after the season?
Sure. Maybe they want to test it out and see how it works.
Oh, yeah, test it on our Super Bowl team. Yeah.
Let's have, you know.
There has to be a method.
22 players on every play rip up the field and then use it in
the
World Cup.
There's got to be a tried and true method that they utilize.
I just thought it was really odd. But.
Well, the Giants and Jets players are furious that they're replacing it with grass for the soccer people, but going back to and everybody hates that turf up there.
Wow.
More players get injured up on that field. They're just doing it for soccer. So all money dollar.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dave in Wilmington. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. That's a drop of the week, by the way. James saying, oh, I don't care about soccer. So, why?
I actually don't hate soccer, but when it comes to the Eagles have to win.
I just thought how naturally he said. He's like, I don't like soccer at all. So
okay, all right.
Check out Welcome to Wrexham, Rob McElhenney. Man,
I'll check out the World Cup next year. That's what I'll check.
It's unbelievable. This Welcome to Wrexham stuff is good. Like you need to. Consider
so that's a show, or you're saying his watch?
It's a show about the real thing. Yeah. It's like a documentary.
And he owns that team over there, right?
Yeah, him and Ryan Reynolds.
He and Ryan Reynolds bought the team, and they're turning it completely. And,
they moved up the rankings.
And John, you know what he says?
He's from Philly, man.
Yo, every week.
He's a huge Philly
fan. He's a real deal Philly fan.
No, every week he says, I can't believe I went to the prep.
And get him on our show.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's constantly saying he can't believe he went to the prep.
Yeah, he says it on his show, Always Sunny. Yeah. It was crazy.
Well, I'm...
You want him on the show?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I get him on the show.
Could you?
I don't know him, but I can get him.
I would love that. That'd be really neat.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he's on his show with Charlie Day, who's my voice twin. Comes up all... How many times do people say, do you ever sound like Charlie Day?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to...
Let me put this on the list.
Rob
McElhenney. Yeah, that'd be so good.
This is
all right.
He's a huge deal in my household. He's a huge deal.
Me too.
Worldwide.
My wife does not think anything we do is cool. If we have Rob McElhenney on, she'll be like, "Oh, that's cool."
And he's friends with that Ryan Reynolds guy, right?
He never listens now ever.
The Ryan Reynolds and him.
They own the team together.
Yeah.
All right, let me get working on that.
You know absolutely nothing about pop culture, do you?
Yeah, but I got a shot with this one.
Massive.
I mean, it's not a shot. I can get
massive.
Get him on the show.
Rob McElhenney is massive.
But only on one condition. He's got to say on the air, because otherwise I'm going to hang up on him.
Oh, God.
I'm so proud to have gone to the prep with Joe DeCamp. Oh,
you God, should say that to him.
No.
I'm proud to have gone to the prep with Rob McElhenney.
I didn't know him at all. I didn't know him at
same
all.
Same year.
Actually, are you sure that
you're
like
above
same
me. One above me.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know if he knew of me. He probably didn't, because I just ran home after school.
He probably didn't.
I didn't play any sports.
You don't think he heard stories of the you like terrorizing your teachers? You don't think that made it through the school?
Some of it may have, because I was a terrier. Dave, what do you got on the sports scene?
The guy's hilarious, and he seems really, really cool.
Yeah. Dave, what do you got?
Well, I don't believe in the curse. If Saquon gets hurt, like you were saying earlier in the year, it's because they used him so much last year.
And that could happen. That could happen.
As far as our defense is concerned, I'm not concerned at all, because how he's going to do it, how he does. He's going to wait till after training camp when everybody gets cut, and he's going to pick from the pile.
Well, let me remind you of this, because, look, I got all love for Howie, as we all should. I think he should give a speech in Canton someday at the Hall of Fame. But let's just remember, in 2023, the Eagles' defense was so bad that most of us thought at the end of the year it was the worst defense in football. Like, the worst. No, he did, but he had a great day in 22, horrendous in 3, tremendous in 4. I'm just saying, it's not a certainty that the Eagles will be exceptional. I just want to remind everybody that we shouldn't have our heads so far in the sand or so high in the sky of glory that we forget that bad things can happen. I mean, John, in 23, could not stop anybody at the end. Anybody.
Yes, bad things can happen, but we have an awesome team.
Dave, give me an answer for a great scene in a movie based on real life.
As much as I hate the love story in this movie, the end of Titanic where the boat actually sank.
Correct.
That's what you were waiting for.
That's what I was waiting for. It's a big one.
It is a big answer.
It's a great scene.
It's that one of the few cool scenes in the movie.
I mean, it's wild. I mean, when he has to climb on the other side to try to avoid going down.
I don't even think I remember how grandiose it got at the end. Like,
man.
What you're talking
about. It's big.
I haven't seen it since the theater.
You should. It's a great,
unbelievable. Remember, I watched it like a few months ago.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
all right.
Great.
Tim in Swedesboro right now. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Tim.
Well, first I want to shout out to Saquon. Congratulations on making the cover, because I know I'm going to show you why you put me on this cover. I'm going to show you what I can do next season.
Yep.
All right.
So, I mean, I want to say, like, with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Nick Sirianni, I would say, hey, I'm going to show you why you gave me that extension. I'm going to show you why, we're the best. I'm not going to say the dynasty part yet. I've been hearing a lot of people say that. I'm not putting us there just yet.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You can say have a shot for it, but I mean, look, to me, they're still two Super Bowls away from it. Maybe one, depends on if you lump 17 in with this, it's a little.
If they dominate going back to back, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm curious to see how this defense is going to be, because, like, I'm curious to see how Quinion's going to do in his second year. I mean, I'll just say, I know, like, Cooper DeJean had that pick six in the Super Bowl, but if anyone had deserved a pick six or interception, it was Quinion. I mean, it was a shame.
Tim, let me tell you something, man. You're talking my language in one big way. I think Quinion, because Cooper DeJean had that play, has gotten so lost in the shuffle this offseason. I mean,
it's funny you say that. The rankings just came out.
Yep. And
for PFF's top 32 cornerbacks.
And
Cooper comes in at 11.
Yep.
Highest rated rookie. Quinion comes in at 16.
Yeah.
And that's nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Quinion was definitively better. Like, inarguably.
I don't know that he was definitively better, but I know
better.
This. There's certainly not 15 in the world better.
He was on the one every week.
And I think Quinion was
definitely better.
Look, PFF,
I think he's better.
They have former coaches, former scouts. They actually scrutinize these plays.
But they get things wrong.
They can get things wrong. But they didn't just willy-nilly throw those grades out there. They did put some time and effort into getting them.
They get stuff wrong all the time.
But I'm saying
they're wrong
locally, Quinion is underrated. I agree. And nationally, I think both.
Well, number one pick.
That's a given, yeah. Yeah.
Mitchell fared better in the advanced statistics.
Yeah.
So just
all right, Tim, you can win these Phillies tickets. Give us a scene in that's based on a real-life circumstance.
All right. When I first saw this movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, when Will Smith's character got that job as a stockbroker after all he went through, I thought, dude, good for you, man. I mean, I'll be honest, straight up, I had tears in my eyes. I was happy for the man. You know, after all he went through in that movie, being homeless, you know, it was a classic.
And are you saying specifically when he's walking down the street and kind of pumping his fist in the air?
Fist pump.
When he said, like, you know, they picked him for, you know, they picked him out of the class.
Yeah. It's a great answer, man. It's a beautiful scene. It really is.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.